the mall.
Reminds me of a story, you know, that my dad used to tell me. You know, it's kind of the mantra that I live by. You know, what I pretty much base my whole entire life around.
Yeah.
You know, he told me it every single day.
Well, popcorn is really good. Also, it's kind of important to me.
But,
oh, what? Sorry, you were.
It's no big deal. You know, it's okay.
Good times.
But yeah, that's like that's the old joke, Steve Martin joke, where he's like, I'll never forget it. In fact, I live my whole life around it. I say it every day, and it's something that I love so much that I really want to share it with you. It's the advice that my father gave to me, and I'm going to give it to you now. It's golden. And he always said to me, he said, son, always, no, wait, never. That's the joke. Yeah.
Steve Martin's great. That guy's good. He's good.
He's very good. He's very good.
Good.
Always, of course, you sell it a lot more. You take 10 minutes to tell that joke. But always, never.
Oh, good times. Yeah, I'm warm. Are you warm? You warm?
I'm warm.
Then let's dive in. Let's actually make it an hour and not.
I'm
19,
setting a timer right now.
19 and a half years.
I'm going to set a timer for 55 minutes. Hold
Excellent.
On. Hold on.
But when it goes off, we have to shut up. And that's the
we do.
It never happens.
Siri, set a timer for 53 minutes.
Is it going?
Okay, 53 minutes and counting.
53 right. minutes and counting.
So you guys know the drill. Go to visit amodernprofession.com. That's where you can find all the podcasts on our amazing podcast network called amodernprofession.com. There's also live events that happen through them, so check them out. Search them out, amodernprofession.com. You can find them on Facebook as well. Just search A Modern Profession. And you can find us at lifesbinge.com and all social media, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Life's a Binge as well.
And you can also find friends of Life's a Binge and friends of Modern Profession on Voice of San Diego Network,
yes,
which is also a very good network that you should check out. It's a subscription news service,
mm-hmm.
And it's very important, especially these days and times where good media is important.
Yes, indeed.
Check out Voice of San Diego. I would love to work with them as well.
Yeah,
our friends. Good. Dallas and Nick
and
work
Travis,
with them, with their sports show.
The Kept Faith
mm-hmm. podcast.
Yes, indeedy.
And my dad speaks highly of them as well. And they
Yeah,
do
Voice
stuff.
Of San Diego is good. If you're in San Diego anyway, you should check them out because they do a lot of local politics and stuff as well, which you should be in the know about. If you live in the city, you should know your city politics. It's much more important than what's going on elsewhere. And anyway, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
So we're going to get started because we have a cool guest and I don't want to take too much of her time. And so let's get things rolling.
Life's a binge.
Right? Yeah.
I squeaked. Did you hear it?
I heard that squeak. It was a good squeak.
I did it on purpose.
Now, I heard Breeze, but I'm going to have to I'm going to be interested to hear it like when we play it back to see if you could get your inhale on that.
I bet it was there.
It was there. I took a little too long to realize. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, this is the time.
This is it.
They're doing it.
This is the time. Here I go. Now, so how many did you listen?
Oh, my goodness.
Last one? You listened to a couple of our episodes?
I listened to the last one. I've listened to
a couple
of them.
The
last one was Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I did it while doing my dishes.
Right on.
Perfect.
And like I said, I almost dropped a dish when we were talking about laundry day.
Laundry day.
Yes. Oh, man. that was good. I'm glad I was the only one in the house because no one else would have understood. I tried to explain that joke to Josh. And he just looked at me like I was a crazy person.
He's like, yep. Yeah. And what? Mm-hmm. So what now? Yeah.
Yeah. What? I was like, you had to be there to understand.
It is. It's one of those things. And I say it to him like, now it's not that funny. We talked about it earlier.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not that
it's
funny.
It's not going to be that funny right now.
But trust me, like in the moment. But it is kind of funny. I mean, it is funny where you pick, like, why are you dressed up so nice? It's like laundry day. Mm-hmm. It's funny. It's funny, but the timing and the circumstances were such.
Yeah. Well, and I had overheard you talking to Vicky and everyone, and so I thought that you were talking about something that you were doing, and so that's why I asked.
Right.
And then to find out that it was just laundry day.
Laundry day.
Okay.
Well, we had the option, yeah. Yeah. It's like, well, God, my stuff isn't clean, but I do have this nice shirt
I can
put on.
Fancy stuff.
Yeah, and we're allowed to wear that, you
exactly.
know, so, hey, you know.
That's awesome.
So, but what's the why behind it? Laundry day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Why not?
It's perfect.
Very good. So joining us today.
Who is this?
This is Brianna Hertzberg,
Woo-wee!
Who we're so happy to have with us. Brianna is a local performer, local artist, and does lots of stuff.
An sensation.
And an internet sensation as well. So, yeah.
Well, I'm honored to be here. It's really exciting. Like I was telling them, this is my first podcast, so it's nice to see the ins and outs of doing this kind of thing. So, yeah.
Well, it's funny. We've been doing it now for a year and a half about.
Wow.
A little bit more, which is kind of hard to believe. Yeah. Yeah. Every week.
We do two episodes a week now.
Now, yeah.
Mostly,
yeah.
Sometimes we fail.
But we get a guest, not a guest in every week, but we put out a product.
There is a full podcast every week, at least an hour every week, which is crazy.
And in fact, you can put out an hour. That's great.
Yeah, it is crazy.
But it's been, and before that, though, we would be like the same way. Like, what? No, so what do you got to do to do a podcast? Like, what do you do a podcast?
Right.
And there's this like kind of like cliche, cool answer. It's like, you do a podcast by doing it, you know? And it's like, well, that's
it is
cute
true,
and cool, you know, but what do? You know? And so we kind of were able to figure it out. And luckily we have our friend Todd Leroux, who's very talented.
Oh yeah.
Jack of all trades.
I know, just looking at his equipment, I'm like, wow, this is so professional. This is pretty awesome.
From what I understand, this is not how normal podcasts are. Oh. Normally it's like,
it's a little bit more shoestring, I guess.
Cause so you can record a podcast on your phone
and then upload it
that way. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as you can record audio, like the voice memo app on your iPhone works wonders.
And it, you know, they're actually pretty good. So we haven't done it yet, but I keep meaning to try recording a thing where like we all use our voice memo.
Oh, and then plug it all together.
And then you plug it all together, and so like the parts that are quiet, you know, you'll hear me on yours, and I'll hear you on mine.
Right.
But when you put them both on the track, you know, it'll fill it in probably pretty nicely. You put in all three on the track, and I'm guessing
sure it would work out well.
I'm guessing, but I'd love to try it.
Todd's in the back room right now, like, no, what are you thinking?
I would think, like, and he has to talk extra loud right now since we're not using our headphones.
Yeah,
normally he'll tell us in our ear holes. It's like, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Or no, boo.
I think it would work out well.
I think it would too. So we have to try it. And not only that, we have to try it because if it does work good. Imagine the doors that are open.
You can record anywhere.
We could. And so we could go to L.A. This is what I'm thinking. So I've been talking to Matt Davis. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with Matt Davis?
I feel like I know that name. I'm pretty sure
Brad
I saw
Davis?
His face. Wait, did you guys talk about them in the Thanksgiving?
Yes.
We did.
Matt Davis, he did
the
come
videos.
Together, yes. We elected a bigot.
I've never met him, but obviously he's fantastic.
He is fantastic. He is a fantastic guy. And so anyway, I was talking to him about being on the show and, so he's going to be up in January and I'm like,
fantastic.
Well, dude, let's make this happen.
Nice.
Yeah, let's definitely make this happen. But we have some other folks who are in LA who, if we could make that work and make it sound pretty good, it would make it really easy for doing some like traveling.
Mm-hmm.
We could go to LA.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
You could go to LA and do, you know, three or four people, you know, you could do, I mean, that's a lot of recording, but still, you could do two or three episodes in a day.
And
easily.
You would edit it all together.
I could. I'm working on getting my computer all
you would
emptied
edit
out.
It. Oh, you don't edit any of them. Right.
I have edited lots of stuff in my day.
And how many Likes of Binge episodes?
Zero.
There you go.
but I'm not averse to it.
I know.
I'm just giving you a hard time. My technology is just waiting to be kind of updated.
So. Yeah, for sure. For true. So I am, first of all, we gave you a very brief introduction, but you've been on very active, I would say, on social media for a while, newer to YouTube, to my understanding.
Actually, no. I've been on YouTube since 2009.
Really?
Whoa.
Yes.
I had different channels then.
Okay. Yeah. This recent channel that has kind of launched, I think I started it maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
But no, my other channel, which I no longer use, that one's been up since 2009.
Crazy. That's crazy.
You don't use that one anymore.
I don't know because this was before there was any copyright issues and I was singing on that channel. Uh-huh. And then I didn't understand someone's song?
Is that what this
is? No. And then once you get three strikes, you're out of YouTube. So I got two strikes and I went, well, let's just start a new channel.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
that way we don't have to deal with it.
Now, You can't. What does that mean, though? You can't sing someone else's song?
You can, it just depends. Like, for example, I know that Taylor Swift is, there's this huge controversy with her, because if you do any of her covers, it mostly started when you would be able to monetize the videos.
Correct.
So right. If you ever want to monetize, and if you don't have the rights to the songs, then uh-huh. there's this huge controversy.
Yeah, you're making money off of somebody else's stuff.
Exactly. Right. Okay. So, and it just depends on the artist. Some artists are pretty lenient, and they'll let you cover their songs without any issues. Disney, it gets tricky. Obviously, there's some artists, like I said, like Taylor Swift, or there's other mainstream artists that you have to get permission from them, or it's just this whole debacle. So instead, I decided, well, let's jump out of music and go into Disney and beauty, where I can just use my voice and not have to necessarily sing.
Well, and what's weird about the monetizing and the copyright thing is, because I put like videos of performances and stuff up, and there's we use music in those performances, and it'll get flagged instantaneously.
Now you use,
and
it'll like, say, actual like music, like the recording of it?
I'll just like film like my performance when I was doing stuff at SeaWorld. I'd like film my pre-show,
and then it would have the
music in it.
Yeah.
So like, we'll just say like the first dance was Tequila, like from Pee-wee,
right?
And so then you put that on YouTube, and then like that song will get, it'll like plug in like from this time we hear this song, boom, and it's flagged. And then we'll do that for whoever wants to, like whatever company or recording label or person, whoever owns it can flag it instantaneously. Some of them don't. And then if you get too many flags on one video, it will either mute the video or it will block the video from being played at all.
Well, I noticed like Facebook will like not play the video if it has a song in it, like at all. It seems, anyway.
It's probably just venture into Facebook, just blocked because I feel somewhere. Like there's even more copyright issues.
But
with
if
Facebook.
You go like, because I did this video that I don't know if you ever saw my slow motion butterfly video. I made this cool video.
No.
Yeah.
Of it's great. Like literally, it's brilliant. I made
don't
it.
Want to toot my horn, but
it's fantastic. It's like, but it's like a beautiful sunny day in my driveway, and this monarch butterfly flying around. And I used the slow motion feature on my phone to get a bunch of slow motion video. So I shot a bunch of the video of this butterfly flying around. And I put it to the song. What was the song? Follow the day, follow the day, and reach for the sun. A song called Reach for the Sun.
Got it.
But it goes...
A classic hit.
It wasn't one that I was familiar with, but it's used in some movie.
Okay.
But it's a beautiful, beautiful song that goes so well with the video.
Yeah.
Like,
it's almost perfect.
Uh-huh.
And so when I posted it on Facebook, and they're like, nope, like, no can do.
Mm. That's so weird.
But I put it on Facebook, on YouTube, and YouTube just, like, acknowledges the song at the bottom.
Right.
Like, this is the song. You can buy it here. Click here to buy it on YouTube, on iTunes. And then... And then it lets you play it. Then
did
I can
you
take
try
it from,
to monetize it, though?
I haven't tried to monetize it, no.
See, that's probably why. Because if you don't try to monetize it, then you have free range and you can post. Like, for example, I have videos of SeaWorld and I don't monetize them.
Right.
And I'm able to post them without any issues. Now, certain countries won't be able to watch those videos.
Yeah, they get banned.
But for the most part, you can have it up there without any issues.
Well, and what's weird, like, even if you do have monetization on your channel, like, it will just, it blocks it and it says, you know, so-and-so is going to collect any ad revenue that you get from this and or whatever. But I'm just like, I'm not trying to make money on this.
Not yet.
This is like a public, well, like a SeaWorld video. Like,
I don't know why
they flag that, because it's literally like anybody can film that and put it on.
See, now eventually on your page or on our page, which we're still monkeying with. But eventually the idea is like, it would like to be nice to get paid. For it sometime.
When I get paid on mine, and it's
so you've monetized.
I do monetize.
Do tell.
Yes,
do tell.
I do monetize. Especially since I've luckily been gaining a following this past year. I do monetize the majority of my videos, and even I'm now starting to incorporate music. And I had one, and the artist copyrighted saying it was her own voice. I'm like, no.
That
is me.
I'm
pretty sure this is me singing. So, and there's certain where you can fight it, and I have, and luckily, knock on wood, I have won all of my battles.
Yeah.
Were they all along those same lines? It's like
they are. They're along those same lines. They will go through when you try to fight any legal claims. They will give you examples of, you know, what some examples are that you can fight, and mine would fit into those categories. So then YouTube would take it down, or, you know, they don't want to fight them. So they're like, we'll just let it slide for now. But for the most part, you can get away with certain things. Now, with certain songs, you can put like 15 seconds of a clip of a very popular song and get away with monetization. Like, I've done that with Ariana Grande, or popular songs. Like, if you're doing, for example, for beauty, if I wanted to do a makeup tutorial for someone well-known and it's very popular right now, you can add a little bit of their music and then put it here and there, and you can still monetize it.
You have to just be careful about how you...
It's only a certain amount of seconds that you can use.
Well, some of them are so weird. Like, it'll just mute, like, their own thing. Like, the last one that I tried to upload on my personal channel, it was, like, I was doing my last, like, nighttime SeaWorld or whatever, and we used Adele's Hello, and it muted instantly.
Really?
Like, instantly muted Adele.
Well, I'm sure, like, it's, like, such, like, probably, like, one of the biggest...
But again, I didn't have any monetization on it whatsoever. It was just like, here's the show, here's me in the show, and Adele got muted. So what I did is I went and found a cover version of the song, and then I edited that into the video.
It didn't acknowledge it. Nope. Well, you know, because there's like software that will recognize, you know, the beats and the tones.
Instantaneously.
Yeah, that just like, oh, this is that combination.
Yeah, like every video on YouTube
can only be this song, you know, and so...
Yeah.
So if you don't have that in there, you know, then you can.
Well, and this thing is, I did an a cappella version of Sally's song from Nightmare Before Christmas, and I'm now sharing revenue with Disney because they stated that I am singing their song, and that's the only way that I can monetize it is if I were to share revenue. Which I went, okay, well, I don't think this one's going to get too many hits, so I'll just share it. Why not?
Did you make money?
I did. I think I made With that video, I probably made about $20 or so.
Hey.
Yeah, it's $20.
It's a half gas tank.
YouTube's crazy. It's a crazy
world. How many viewers do you have?
I have over 5,300 subscribers.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Yeah, I've gained about 4,000 this year alone.
Tell everyone how to find it now, even though we'll tell it again at the end, but just in case they're
sure.
Like...
Sure. So you can either look up Brianna Hertzberg, or you can look up basically Bree123. That's my username, but I guess things are changing now, so they just use your first and last name. But for the most part, if you just look up basically Bree123, you can find me on there. And I do beauty, music, and I will do makeup tutorials as well, or vlogs. That's another thing that I love to do.
And your unboxings. Hello.
And my unboxings.
Mickey Monthly, people.
You know what's crazy?
You gotta get on that.
So I went to Walt Disney World, and I thought, okay, no one's gonna know me here. It's still crazy to me and very humbling when someone comes up and goes, oh, you're musical Lovin' Bree, or oh my gosh, you're Bree Hertzberg. And I'm like, do I know you? And they're like, no, I watch your YouTube videos.
I follow you on Instagram.
Yes,
but they found me.
Followers.
Exactly. There were about 5 different people who went, wait, you're the Mickey Monthly girl. yeah.
Well, because that's like a box that not many people even know about.
No.
And even if you look on YouTube, like, you're, I think, one of very few people
Do... And actually, that's my most popular video. One of them has like 19,000 views.
This is unboxing, like, Disney stuff.
Disney stuff, yeah. So this company,
I've heard of that.
Like Loot Crate and all those, like, boxes that send you, like, nerdy stuff, or like, there's like,
Don't know offhand, but I've seen videos of people, like, unwrapping
and
stuff. And so
those, I mean, that's a genre of YouTube video.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unboxing is a very popular
it's
YouTube.
Very popular. There's so many different types of boxes
now,
on YouTube right now.
Do you like watch unboxing videos?
I do. I watch beauty videos, and it's an easy way for you to spend money, because there's some things that you'll see someone get and you're like, oh, I really want that. Or, you know, I'm a big Gilmore Girls diehard fan. And so someone just posted a Loot Crate unboxing of Gilmore Girls stuff, and it's very tempting not to
so they are like the DVDs, is that what they're unboxing?
No, it is these
subscription
companies.
Boxes.
Yeah, it's a subscription box. So, like, for example, Loot Crate will send
you know what these are.
No. Nope.
Wow, that's so crazy.
You're so old.
Okay, so let me give you an example for Mickey Monthly.
Explain.
So for Mickey Monthly, for example, this company is non-affiliated with Disney.
Okay.
And what they'll do is they will purchase items from Walt Disney World or the Disneyland Resort, or not Disneyland, Disney World Resort, because they're based in Florida. And then they will send you products to your home
for free.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, to me, they did. Because
I was
going
to say, like, if it's promotion.
No, it's promotion. Know. So that's why they sent me the boxes. But for everyone else,
most people, you just how you can
they
buy
would have
it.
To purchase. Yeah. And it could be anywhere between $20 to over $100, depending on how many products you want or the value of the box itself. Mm-hmm. But I received incredible items from them. Like, I received an $80 blanket one time, and that's my go-to blanket right now in the cold.
Right on.
But it's really fun, and you get a lot of my viewers are younger, so my Disney videos get extreme hits. They're very popular on my channel. So when it comes to unboxings, I don't know, people love to see what you get. Like my haul videos, it's crazy to think that you would open a video on YouTube and be like, hey, this is what I just purchased, but it'll receive over 1,000 views because people are nosy.
Well, it's not only that, but like they're nosy about what you got. Mm-hmm. They're curious as to whether or not they want to sign up for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like purchasing like a computer. If you're trying to find a laptop,
yeah,
like I don't read reviews. No. I YouTube them.
Exactly.
I'm like, give me a review of, you know, a MacBook Pro. Boink. And I'll like pull it up and I'll listen to some guy like go through his laptop and he's like, this is what I like about this. And then I'll watch another one and find out what he likes about it.
Do you watch him taking it out of the box and unwrapping?
Not so much that, because if it's like a tech thing, then I just want to know about
it.
But like these, so a subscription box is like they'll pick a bunch of stuff in a certain theme.
Mm-hmm.
So like Loot Crate is probably the first real famous one that kind of struck it big. And so they'll offer you like
Loot Crate. That's the LUCRETE.
LOOT.
Loot Crate.
Crate.
Mm-hmm.
Crate. CRATE.
Yeah.
Okay. Loot Crate. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so what they'll do is they'll say, like, this month we're doing sci-fi. And so then they'll get a bunch of sci-fi stuff, whether it's, like, Star Wars or Star Trek or whatever. And they'll, like, put a shirt and, like, a couple toys or maybe, like, a pop figure or something. All collectible stuff. And they'll put it in a box and they'll say,
and
you can
buy it in general.
You buy the box and it comes through the mail.
Comes
through the mail. And you can buy, like, one box for, like, $30, or you can say I'm gonna buy three and it'll be a little cheaper, so three for 20 or, like, 6 months
they'll
for whatever.
The same. Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
No?
They're all different. Every time you get one, it's different. It's new stuff, which is why you'd buy it. And it's just a fun little thing because you don't know what you're going to get. So it's like you're buying yourself a surprise gift.
Mm-hmm. It's like Christmas once a month.
Right.
And there's so many different boxes. Like, for example, there was one I just recently saw. It was a vinyl box where it's this vinyl website where you put in all your information as to what's your favorite music and all of that. And what they'll do is they'll send you brand new albums that either just released or something that they think, okay, well, if you like this band, this is a hot new band that just came out that's very similar, and they'll send you three different vinyls for, I think it's like $30 or something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. So there's so many different.
And there's like stuff you can get clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
So they probably have like a algorithm software as well. Like, I know that, like, Apple Genius and such and Pandora does. You know, that, like, oh, well, if you like this, it's X amount of beats per minute.
Yep.
X amounts of, you know, rise and fall or whatever.
Yep.
That this music also, that they don't even have to, like music at all.
Right.
But just punch in the algorithm and then it's like, oh, well, then you're going to love Jimmy Eat World. Here, try this.
Boop, right. Boop, boop.
God, the age we live in.
I know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And so, but yeah, I know that those are like a big thing for your YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before I'm curious, did a lot of your YouTube followers come from your Instagram followers?
I would say half and half because a lot of them wanted me to sing on YouTube.
Right.
And for a while I said, no, no, no. I've already had so many copyright issues on my other one. I'm not going to sing. So yes and no. I feel like a lot of them recently came from collaborations that I did.
Okay.
And a lot of my newer subscribers have no idea about my Musical Love and Brie Instagram. Like I just recently stated, hey, I'm going to be back on this little Instagram account. And I told people on YouTube and they're like, wait, what is that?
You have an Instagram.
What?
You're stepping out on us with an Instagram?
So, yeah.
It's so weird. Social media is so weird.
It is weird. I'm
glad in a great way.
But I'm glad to hear, like, this is all, like, entertainment and education for me.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, okay, good. Tell me more about this. So, how long have you been on Instagram? Long time?
Oh,
I still have not gone on Instagram very much.
I know. I went to go show Josh because he was like, which one is, because he gets you and other BJ mixed up. And so I'm like, host BJ. He's like, which host? I was like, okay, well, let me find his Instagram. And you don't even have one picture on there. So I had to show him your profile picture. I'm like, can you see kind of?
You're tagged. Like an angle. You're tagged in a lot of Life of Inch pictures.
Yeah.
And on even Instagram.
Though you, oh, there you don't go. Know. Yeah. See, but I'm not on Facebook right now. So yeah. I can't really show him that. But I was like, okay, well, you kind of. He goes, oh, yeah, the friendly one. I said, exactly that.
That's nice. You hear that, McEvely? You hear that, buddy? Booyah, evil BJ. The name comes true.
Like, I hate that other BJ so much. The friendly one. The friendly one. I'm going to stab him in his eyeball.
Oh, love you, BJ.
Man, that's fantastic.
Good times. Funny. One day I'll get on Instagram. But, so how many people follow you?
Don't worry about Instagram anymore.
On Instagram?
It's old news.
Well, I have
two. Is it old news?
I don't
is
like it.
No, I still
I don't
think it's alive
like
and
it,
well.
It is.
It's not like it was before,
It's
though.
Not like it was before.
It was easier to get followers before than
I'm
it was.
I'm a grouchy old man when it comes to Instagram.
Now. Because on my other one, well, I had a lot
of
complainers.
You could post a picture, pretty picture, and you'd get a lot of people following.
No, I did a singing account. So I sang.
So they were videos?
They were videos, okay. Yes. And that one, I had well over 5,000.
Dude, what's our problem?
We're not good looking.
We're not good looking. We're not good looking.
Please.
We're not,
sure
we don't sing songs. We don't.
But you know what? It's a lot of hashtags. There's a. It's
we're
a
working
game.
On hashtags.
It's a game. We're you have to
on
figure
hashtags.
Out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or figure like a, it out. Like that's another thing we're with YouTube there. Too. It has to be relevant. Like
yeah,
for it,
that
it,
is
it,
very
if
true.
Something is popular, you've got to post it right now. For example, Josh and I are working on the new Moana song because that's a hit right now. Mm-hmm. And so if you post it, you know, within the couple of within a month.
Oh yeah,
you're bound to get
no
well, relevant.
We when
take
we did
these
make
notes. Okay, relevant.
We, hey,
relevant.
I
we
know
pretty.
These things too. That's why we. That's why we did Making a Murderer and Stranger Things when we did them.
We did
exactly.
Them, yeah.
And what were our two biggest episodes? Making a Murderer and Stranger mm-hmm. Things.
Yeah,
because everyone
is nice
was
to hop
watching
on a,
them.
Hop on a hot hashtag.
And plus, podcast is a whole different realm. Like it's way different than anything else.
But yeah, but just in terms of you and I.
Yeah,
as a team and as individually,
sure.
That's important for all of us, you know, for self promotion, for like,
mm-hmm.
you know, is taking advantage of these things as much as we can. And I know that I don't do it well enough.
I do my best.
And I could do better.
And see, that's how I feel with my Instagram because, like I said, I have two separate ones. So I have one for pictures, and then I had one for singing, and then I kind of fell off the bandwagon with singing once Instagram changed everything, and you don't have it in chronological order. It's now I don't know how they do it now. It's
now,
really
can you
bizarre.
Monetize Instagram or no?
No. No. Well, some people get sponsored,
right?
But for the most part. No.
Well, yeah, and like the chronological thing is a huge deal for like your videos because mm-hmm. you would do like a full song, but you only get what 30 seconds, like 22 seconds
before,
or something
yeah.
on Instagram. And so like you would do like clips of like here's the first mm-hmm. verse, here's the chorus, here's the second verse, etc. And so it would all come in order and so it made sense that way.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like you're going to get the middle of the song and like it's
yeah.
all weird and stupid.
And it would drop. I went from having, you know, one video would have over 1,000 to 2,000 views, and then once that rule or whatever policy changed, it went down to 200 views instantly. And it just you would put out so much work and effort. And to me, I was like, you know, I could move it over to YouTube. So then I did.
Huh. I was just thinking, like, how do you lose views? Like,
it's just because you're not popping up.
Yep.
So you mean, like kind of like those are like a week or something or something like
no,
that?
No. Like, I would post, let's say, for example, I posted a video right now.
Right.
And you haven't liked any of my stuff for a while.
Right.
Chances are you probably won't see it
unless
you scroll. Yeah. Because uh-huh. what it'll show on your feed is it'll show, okay, Jared posted something 14 hours ago. Okay, Brie posted something 30 minutes ago. It just shows something that's relevant. It doesn't
right.
show you. And
right.
and that's what, with me having that OCD, I'm like, oh, I wish it was just in chronological order.
Like it should be.
Right.
Like it was.
Well, and that's how Facebook is now, too.
Yep. And so, like, the more you say, like, you like all my pictures that I post, every mm-hmm. single one, you're like, ha, that's a good one, Jared. Like.
Mm-hmm.
And then she posts, a picture right now. And then I posted one, like she said, 13 hours ago. You will see my picture first. Mm-hmm. Even though I posted mine 13 hours ago, you will see it first because you like all my pictures. So it's going to shove it in your face.
Okay.
Because, mm-hmm. hey, BJ likes Jared's pictures. Here's Jared's picture. Even though she just posted one 5 seconds ago, you're going to see mine first from 13 hours ago because you like my pictures more than hers. Mm-hmm. So it assumes you want to see mine before you want to see hers.
Right.
Interesting.
And now that's what all social media does now.
Right. Now, there is a way around it. There are post notifications, mm-hmm. which I try doing, but at the same time, I feel so bad because I don't want to spam yeah. my viewers.
Yeah, and it like sends a thing to your phone and pops up every yeah. time somebody posts.
Because I tried
something.
That once yeah, for some when we were going so on a Disney
that,
trip.
Why? That's why sometimes I get like a pop up.
Probably yeah. you probably like, need to turn it off.
This never comes on for yeah. this very often. But yeah. why is it telling me now that I have a new video from so and so?
Right.
It's, yeah. Interesting. It's odd.
Interesting. Yeah,
it's, social media is a weird,
dude.
A weird beast.
And we gotta learn that. I mean, we gotta get better at
if
it.
We,
I do.
I'm working. I can't figure anything out.
Do
it's
you
very
use your social media for promoting, you know, Life's a Binge or 5 minutes? Do
yes.
you use any of that? You do. Instagram
my personal
or Twitter?
Stuff?
Yeah, your personal stuff.
Not
you don't,
as
what,
often as
you don't,
possible.
Like, post on Jared, like, are we got a new podcast? You
do it I on? Do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not as often as, but yes, I do.
See, and that's what I slowly noticed when I started talking to other YouTubers. That's all that they do. And
right.
they do it in a way where, obviously, if you just post a picture and then you do it in the description, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to annoy people and mm-hmm. think that you're shoving it in their face because you got a pretty picture
right.
that's somewhat relevant to the caption.
Right.
But, yeah. And then there's some people who just shove it in your face of, hey, this video's up, and they just post a picture of, like, the actual upload. Mm-hmm. So it just depends.
Well, see, and that's what's the problem that I'm finding out with my daily video mm-hmm. is that if you follow it on – I don't even know what it looks like if you follow it on Facebook, but that's where I promo it only on Facebook. And what I'll do is I'll post a video on Facebook, usually around midnight or so, probably a little bit later, and then I'll just post a link to it on YouTube, boink, and it goes out on Facebook. Now, if I share that from my personal page, it gets a million times more views. And by a million, I mean it gets about 30. But if I just post it on the page by itself, not very many people, even though I know that yeah. there's like 150 people that like the page – nobody watches it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, how do you get people to click on the button? And that's not even the big thing. The big thing for me that frustrates the crap out of me is nobody will subscribe. And I think because they think subscribe means I'm going to spam you with daily stuff every day. And I'm like, that's not what subscribing means at all.
No.
Like, unless you have like an active account, like I've subscribed to a lot of people on YouTube. I'm mm-hmm. a very big YouTube fan. I love me YouTube. it's
I
great.
Love,
it's good.
I love you.
It's good entertainment.
It is.
And I'm a subscriber of yours. P.S.
Well, thank you.
Both channels, by the
ooh,
way.
I'm going to get on that.
Uh-huh. Because I tell people, I'm like, and I almost plead with them. I'm like, just click subscribe. Like, all you have to do is
it's
click
so
the
easy.
Button.
It's free.
And it doesn't, like, it doesn't
subscribe right
forward
now.
Anything to your, it doesn't forward anything to your phone.
No.
Like, people think they're going to get, like, they think of subscription like a magazine subscription.
They do, and that it's going to flood
and
their emails
right.
and all of that.
And they're like, oh, this is daily. This is a daily thing. I can't subscribe to something daily. And a lot of that, I know a lot of the problem is that when it was a podcast, it would fill up people's queues
mm-hmm.
because it's a 5 minute thing and it's daily. And a lot of podcasts are not daily. A daily podcast is a lot to
but
take
I will
in.
Say, when you did podcasts, I listened to them religiously because
yeah.
I thought it was really cool. And I hadn't, like I said, I never heard a podcast before.
Right.
I had no idea you went to YouTube until I looked it up
yeah.
last night and went, wait, what?
I edited, I spend an hour a day in front of my computer recording and editing and uploading. And
oh, I feel you.
Everything.
Yeah.
And it's every day. And people are like, I feel like they don't appreciate
it. Right? No
one's sympathetic.
People don't understand it.
No one's sympathetic.
See, I get
right.
that.
And
I
I'm
get
like,
that
man,
at SeaWorld all
rough.
The time. It
like,
is. It's really rough. Well, when I first came out that yeah. I am a YouTuber,
right.
a lot of people kind of were shocked
yeah.
and were, you know, because the effort, especially depending on the video, it could take me 4 hours to
mm-hmm.
edit. It could take me 30 minutes to edit.
Right.
It just depends on how professional I want it to be.
Well, and, yeah. And plus yours, because my format, I made it very, very clear that it's going to be 5 minutes or less.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a lot, like it's about an hour from start to finish.
Right.
Because it's only 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas your videos can be long.
Oh, man.
If you're doing like a makeup tutorial or something, it's like...
It's about an hour.
Yeah.
And then I chop it up.
And then you edit it all
down.
So
do you have like a goal of this many episodes per this much time?
So actually, Josh and I were just talking about that because I have been swamped with everything that I went, okay, I need to figure out some sort of schedule for myself because I feel like my schedule, I mean, my channel, I say it's basically Briella123 because I'm all over the place. Right. I have everything on there, all of my hobbies. So I'm actually creating a new schedule where I'm going to do Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So Mondays will be a specific category, same with Wednesdays and Fridays. That way it helps me.
So three times a week, you want to put
so
out
three times
product?
A week. So even today, ooh, I filmed three videos.
Yeah.
Today, and it was exhausting, but it was easy for me to do because we only get certain amount of days off.
Right.
And so I'm like, okay, well, one day is my chill day, and then one day is my recording day, and then while I'm at work or after work, I'm editing pretty much the entire time.
Yep.
And I feel like when we have our off season, it's much easier to put up videos. But during this holiday season, it's hell. It's a lot going on.
Well, and that's a big thing that I found out is that consistency goes a very, very long way, especially in the YouTube world.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I haven't figured out I can't crack the daily vlog.
Now, consistency code. In the product or consistency in the like
in the release.
In the okay.
Now,
like,
are you doing tags? Are you know how in they have in the description box you're doing all like the relevant tags or even breaking it up?
Yep. I mean, I try to do as much as I possibly can.
I think for me, honestly, collaborations do a whirlwind of a thing for your channel.
No, it's very true.
True. I'm kind of expecting the Brianna Hertzberg bump after this.
There you go. to all my subscribers.
I mean,
hey.
Todd Gloria kind of let us down.
Yeah, seriously.
this bump.
Who wants no to offense, listen Todd. To some former mayor of San Diego? Boring. But to learn your fall makeup looks.
You need a bigger YouTube page, pal.
No, YouTube is it's crazy.
It could take one video to make you skyrocket.
Right.
And then it can take one video to shut you down. So it just depends.
Well, that's the thing. Like, maybe I'm just like too much in my brain where I'm like, I'm good. How come nobody likes me? But that hit me when Vine first started.
Hmm.
I jumped on Vine. Vine was my jam. I was... And not to toot my own horn, but I was a good viner. I was a good viner. I put out at least one vine a day, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And they were funny. Like, they were good. And it just, I couldn't, I failed at that, too.
Are you subscribed to any other daily vloggers?
Some.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like their technique? Do you like anything that could inspire you?
Yes. And the new thing that I do is I upload or I record myself throughout the day.
Okay.
And then I upload or I edit those all together and then I upload that. So you're like following along.
Hmm.
That's a new thing. And so I'll do those every once in a while. And then I do the big one is the sit in front of the computer, which is that's the vlog.
Yeah.
And it's so weird. But like I can't figure out the code.
Well, like I said, what I would recommend just for you, since you're already doing this, definitely start tagging Vlogmas when that starts tomorrow. Vlogmas starts tomorrow for 25 days. And that one, so many people are on it right now that I'm sure if they just type it in, and especially since you post
every day around midnight,
that's going to be something that people can easily look into.
Yeah, and trying to post, because I put... It's so weird. And I do my website, which my website is just a blog, and it's just bullet points throughout the day.
See, I've never understood blogs.
Right. Well, it's because it's not a blog. I mean, it's not...
Blog is written words.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right. And an actual blog is like a journal of sorts where people
public
will tell
journal.
You stories.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
That's like a blog. Like it's like if you want to be a writer and you're not part of a newspaper, you'll start your own blog and like this is what I think. Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. Like you'd be a really you would be a really good blogger, BJ. Like,
I've vlogged.
Real.
I have a blog page. I have a WordPress. But I've got lots of writings. I got lots of notes on.
You do have a lot of notes on Facebook. That's your thing.
And then on WordPress, I've got a handful of writings.
Yeah.
So,
it's just it's all weird. The internet's a weird place.
It really is.
It is, and then you're also trying to figure out as a performer / personality, how to like make the best use of it and how to take your talents and present it to folks in a way. So it's kind of cool. It's exciting in a way.
Well, and that's what I like. Exciting. That's what I like. Sit there and I'm like judge myself because I have to watch it because I'm editing it.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And so I record everything and then I watch it and I'm like,
you're so good. You're terrible.
I'm like, oh, that was funny. Yeah, I was like, that was a good one, Jared. And I'm like, make sure that one's there. I'll like type it up and then like I'll watch something like, what am I doing? Like, yep. Why am I even doing this?
Right, yeah.
And in my description, I put, it says like, it literally the description is like a, in parentheses, mostly daily vlog about da 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 da, mm-hmm. my day in 5 minutes or whatever. And I have yet to miss a day. And so like, that's a big like thing.
That's awesome.
Miss a day.
But see, that's the thing. There's been times where I'm like, I don't feel like it. I'm not going to be entertaining and I still do it. And then it's like, man, but
you
like,
look at it and go, I wasn't feeling it. And like,
no,
I might've been because
once
doing
it's,
it.
Because once it's on, it's like,
whoop. I've never seen you not feeling it. Like,
right.
You know, mm-hmm. so
once it's on, it's, I'm going, but I feel like once I do miss a day, because it, ever since I put it out as the description, it was like, it's not going to be daily. Like, mm-hmm. the goal is to daily, but if I miss a day, no big deal. But I haven't missed a day yet, so, like, it's still this thing where I'm like, I haven't missed a day.
No, stay on track.
Right, and so it's like, I don't want to miss a day. Like, even when we went on vacation, we went to Vegas, and, like, I recorded from my phone and uploaded phone.
And edited it with your phone on iMovie?
There was no edit. A couple edits. Very, very few. Because
the phone on there. I mean,
it's not mm-hmm. good.
It's not good. No, it's a piece of junk.
It's not but good.
You could string together a couple
but
clips.
I put something out. Yeah, I put videos out while I was on vacation.
Wow.
And it was like...
Sam was probably like, please, can we just...
No, she enjoys it.
Get into the hot tub instead.
She enjoys it.
Right on.
But it's just... It's a weird monkey on the back where I'm like, I could miss a day. Whatever.
You could.
Because I described it as mostly daily. It doesn't have to be daily. But at this point, I'm like 100 plus deep. Like mm-hmm. a lot of... Mm-hmm. like a lot. I'm like, I've done this every day.
Yeah.
Like, if I can keep doing it every day, like, I don't know, there's something to that. It's pretty
like
cool.
I got
a question for both of you then.
Sure.
Yeah. And this is kind of for me too. But like, so what do you see... What would you like to see, you know, happen from
my YouTube channel?
From your YouTube channel, and yeah, I mean, you're, you know, like, we're all performers and
sure.
mm-hmm. actors and singers yes. and such. So yeah, where would you like to see that go? How do you see yourself doing stuff in the next few years?
In all honesty, I would love to make it a career. Mm-hmm. I have so many friends who I've met through YouTube that's their full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And allows them to be creative because, like I said, I do love performing, but mm-hmm. this is a creative side that I'm able to delve into and explore and really get to be myself because I'm not talking to a crowd. I'm talking to myself, which, I mean, I'm my own best friend, so
right.
it's easy to talk to. And that would just be fantastic. And, you know, my goal, and Josh and I have talked about this, I would love to be a stay-at-home mom. So with that job... I'd be able to do that and do both. Whereas juggling, I commend women who do both and juggle both. But I would like to be able to be there for my kids, but at the same time, do my creative performing side.
Right. Mm. And now that's what it was for me also. Like, if any, like my whole thing is like, if anything comes of this and like I make money off of it, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
If people want to literally just watch me talk about my day, like, like if people are entertained by that, great. But
then if you never got paid, but you had, say,
yeah, people watching, whatever,
200 people that were like,
then great, awesome. It's more of a for me thing. It started when I was like starting to look for other work, not performing.
Mm.
Right,
is when it started, and I was like, while I'm looking for this work, and like I have a like it's weird. I thought I was like literally having a conversation with myself. Like, I have a pretty interesting life. Like right now, I'm performing at SeaWorld. I'm going into rehearsals for Avenue Q, doing Avenue Q the second time. I'm looking for a job in the government. Like, these three things in and of itself are very unique things for mm-hmm. most people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is kind of cool. Like, people might want to, maybe people are interested in this. And so, bloop, here it comes. And I had just gotten a new computer and like fancy equipment. And I was like, I can actually do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can make my own product.
I need to upgrade my computer.
Yes, it's fun.
It's,
but know, then you get sucked into it, and then you do a stupid daily thing, and then it takes up an hour of your day every day.
I will have learned.
But I will say, I do enjoy, and you started off the right way by having, you set yourself a brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know exactly what your video is going to be. It's going to be 5 minutes, and that's exactly what it's going to be. So
right.
I wouldn't be surprised if over the next year or so,
oh, yeah.
you gain more because people see, oh, this is... this is who he is.
Right.
I don't have to, he's not sugarcoating it. He is 5 minutes long. Mm-hmm. And a lot
sometimes
of people.
It's rough to squeeze in.
I bet. I don't know how you do it because I'm a talker and oh, I can yeah. barely get 5 minutes unless I do voiceover videos. Yeah. Then it's 5 minutes, but. Yeah.
It's rough.
I can never shut up.
It's hard.
It is. It's hard.
We do a show every time, and we're just like, well, we're just going
to
talk about
it. Well,
and
it used to be, I used to take notes throughout the day on my phone. I would take a note. Like, as soon as I did something else, I'd be like, doom, and I'd write a note. And then I'd go home, and I'd read the notes on the, and I'd, like, have them on the side, and I'd, like, look at them, and, like, whatever. And I was like, notes are no fun. That's no fun for anybody. Mm-hmm. And so then I stopped taking notes. And the first time I didn't take notes, I was just, like, sitting there, like, And then I went to the movie. And then what did I do? And it was like very awkward and weird. But then I just edit out all the awkward and weird part. Mm-hmm. And then you're left with charming little me.
Now, have you ever seen the guy? this summer I went to my family reunion on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. And then I went into New York and tried to see Hamilton, but it didn't happen.
Yeah,
but I went with... my sister-in-law's niece, Amber, and her four kids.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Was it five kids? Yeah, it was interesting.
There's kids.
And they dropped me off in Harlem. So it was interesting with these little toe-headed white kids
in Harlem.
But it was great, and she was awesome. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is, she was telling me about a video that she likes to watch, which is a dude who drinks like a bottle of wine and then talks about something. And part of the thing
oh,
is he drinks.
Yeah, what's. Oh, man.
He drinks, I've never heard of him.
Oh,
she loves
man.
Him. And he's got a pretty good following. And he's entertaining. I don't know if I could maintain that.
It's a BuzzFeed. He's a BuzzFeed guy, isn't he? I think
really?
He's BuzzFeed. He like complains about stuff. He's like a complainer.
Kinda, yeah, yeah. And he's like slightly effeminate.
Right.
Like, I don't know what his situation is, but he's like. But he's funny. He reminds you of. He reminds me of people. I don't know.
Now, are you on YouTube? As far as, do you watch any YouTubers?
I try to. I do, but not as much as Jared. You know, not as much as you.
I'm super subscribed.
Yeah. Oh yes.
Yeah. yeah. I don't. It's not my go-to channel that often. But I will find myself like entertained for hours and hours.
You get sucked in the wormhole.
Oh, you get sucked in.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then there's something like, oh, I want to see that. I want to see that. There's stuff on on YouTube. Like, maybe we should even do a thing about it. Mm-hmm. But, like, where I want to see... I'll be interested in something historical. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I want to see footage from this. And they'll show you that. And then you're like, you didn't even know it existed, really.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of stuff on YouTube that, like...
YouTube's amazing.
It's incredible. And they have so many movies that used to be on VHS that are on there. Like, my childhood favorite movie is Snowed In. And most people don't know that movie.
Snowed In?
Snowed In. S-N-O-W-D-E-N. It's a snowman. Uh-huh. And it's
Snowden, like it's his name. Like
it's
Edward
his name.
Snowden.
Mm-hmm.
Like the
and but it had
guy.
Like all these ice skaters, like Olympic ice skaters who were in this movie. And I cannot find it for the life of me. And then my best friend who I met on YouTube, she was like, Brie, I found the link to the video. And they have the entire video on YouTube and it is the best thing. So I will spend hours. I choose YouTube over TV any day.
Really?
Yes.
That's cool.
Especially since, I mean, you're not watching, you can watch hour-long things, but for the most part, some videos are maximum 30 minutes. But for the most part, they're anywhere between 5 to 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Good old 5-minute mark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, there's definitely something there, and I'm getting there. But man, yeah, it's easy to get so sucked into something because they'll just stick with the same genre.
Yep.
And like,
just watch this, starting in 5 seconds, click.
We were
okay,
like, talking about these songs from our youth, you know, and I'm old like a fossil, you know, so like, but we're talking about these songs, and we had found out on YouTube that these songs that used to kind of haunt us, like this, particularly the song Angie Baby, which is sung by Helen Reddy, which is this kind of haunting song about a girl who loves the radio, but she's not quite right in the head. And it's got this kind of haunting, like, Angie, baby, you're a special lady living in a world of make-believe. And so this whole, like, kind of feel to it. And there's an animated video to it that's, like, drawn of
what?
This. It's bizarro. It's so bizarre. So, yeah,
YouTube's
Angie, baby.
Place.
It is. Good?
I said YouTube's a great place.
It is great. Yeah, and I was like, I had no idea. And then there's this other, like, because, like, and we found it because... there's the Cher song. Like, so back in the day when we were young, like Cher, Sonny and Cher, like Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves. I don't know if you've ever heard that song.
No.
But yeah, those are very, that was very popular. And they did the song called Dark Lady. And there's like these songs of like this great tragedy being told, like that was kind of, it seemed like it was popular in the 70s. Like there's this song called Run Joey Run.
Okay.
Run Joey Run. And this whole story about like his song. Dad, he's got a gun and he's going to get shot and all this stuff. And Dark Lady was a similar song where they went to a fortune teller, and the fortune teller that told her that something was, you know, her man was cheating on her. And it turned out that he was cheating on her with the fortune teller. And so she shoots him, like she gets a gun and
shoots him.
Yeah, and shoots him. And it's so dramatic. It's awesome. But there's a video for the whole thing that I had no idea existed. And so
I just love what YouTube has become.
Oh, yeah.
Because when it started, it was like anything. Like there was anything on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like everyone had their like go to like thing to be like, have you seen Look at That Horse? Like, have you seen it? It's on YouTube. And everyone's like, what are you talking about? It's this video and you have to watch. And then like everyone had their like go-to thing. If you haven't seen Look at That Horse.
I have not seen it.
I need to see Look at That Horse. I've never heard of it.
It's very funny.
Jessica Jansen, remember to make a note.
Look at That Horse. It's one of the funniest things on YouTube ever. It was like one of the early like videos. Anyway, Look at That Horse. It's very funny.
All right.
But like there was, you get sucked into these weird wormholes is what I call them. They're YouTube wormholes where you start watching something and then all of a sudden you find something and then you find something else and then you find something else and then you've been sitting in front of your computer forever and you're like, I need to move. Like I've been sitting here watching videos forever. But then you'll come across something that's completely random and the weirdest thing in the world and it just makes your freaking day. Like I found Singing Unicorns version of singing Michael Bolton and I forget what song it was. It's the funniest, greatest thing ever. And it's this weird, like, the internet is an amazing place because you can find stuff like the singing unicorn singing Michael Bolton.
Oh.
So search for that one as well.
Well, that's how I auditioned for Broadway was through YouTube. I had a friend who, it's so funny because when I first watched YouTube, Tracy, she does lots of Disney covers.
Mm-hmm.
And I always told myself one day I would love to sing a song with her. And now we're friends. Mm-hmm. So go figure. But I watched her video and saw that she was auditioning for Disney. And I didn't realize that you could do that. So I just looked up Disney Broadway auditions and found the Little Mermaid auditions. And
now, is there a Little Mermaid show on Broadway?
Yeah. There was.
They're on Heelys.
Yeah, they were on Heelys.
It's the weirdest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Like Heely rollers, like rolling around?
Yeah.
Like the shoes that have wheels in the heel.
Oh, so to like imply the floating and swimming
type of
thing?
Yeah, but they had tails too.
They had
legs and tails. It was weird. I hated it.
It was weird.
You saw it?
But I got...
I saw it on YouTube.
Yep.
Yeah. But that was my first audition, but I had no idea. So I would watch endless amount of videos, try to get to know the different songs and everything like that because I had no idea that there was such a thing or that you could audition for this type of stuff. And I remember watching her video as inspiration and going into this audition, not knowing, but I would have never gone to it had I not known. So, but there's like, I learned how to do makeup from YouTube because when I moved to Nebraska, we did show choir, which I'd never heard of. And then we had to do our own makeup and I had never done show choir makeup, so I had to look up all these different beauty YouTubers and figure out how to do
it. That's the thing. Like, if you don't know how to do anything, literally, don't Google.
No.
YouTube it.
YouTube.
Yep.
Like, if you're like, oh, man, I want
to... Change your headlight, change your brake lights.
Anything.
Oh, yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
You're like, I need to know...
Heart surgery.
How...
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically. You're like, I need to know how to change a spark plug on a 1942 Craftsman lawnmower. And you type that in, 1942 Craftsman Lawnmower Spark Plug on YouTube, guaranteed there's some guy in the middle of nowhere with a camera going like, so what I have here in front of me is a 1945 Craftsman Lawnmower, and I'm going to change the spark plug, and this is how you do it. And then he'll like take apart this and that and this and then screw that, and then like at the end it'll be like getting all up close in the camera, give a thumbs up, and then it'll awkwardly like, because he won't edit out the part where he turns off the camera.
Yeah.
Just edit that part out, guys. Like, it's real easy to edit the part about you pushing the camera. But anyway.
There was a conscious choice to leave it in.
There's all.
Keep it homely.
Everyone
make it homely.
Everyone has that awkward, like, oh, let me get the camera real quick.
Yep.
But seriously, look it up on YouTube and you'll find it. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also find Bree singing songs and doing makeup tutorials.
That's true.
And opening Mickey Monthlies. And
so now, okay, which reminds me, like, because I know that like opening presents is like a thing, like opening things, like opening boxes.
Unboxing is what the genre is.
I understand. So then, I don't know if you and I have talked about it, Jared, but about AMSR videos. Did we ever talk about that?
AMSR videos.
You ever? I don't know if you've ever heard.
Is that,
that
the one where they're? Is that the one where they're kind of whispering?
Right.
Yes.
Yes. And so, if you have like the response, which I do. Which
you
Yes, I've had it for like my life, and I didn't even know it was a thing until in the last like few years.
I don't know what this is.
It's so, like where they talk really soft.
So and, there's a and if I had my headphones in, I'd be like, "Go on."
You're super intrigued about like whispers and stuff.
Well, yeah, okay, so there's certain tones and sounds that will trigger this reaction that is sort of like.
Like tingles.
Tingly scalp.
Like when a singer like, what? And they hit that note and you're like, woo.
Kind of, but different than that. Like different than like the chills that you would get from that. It's more.
But it's like an auditory thing.
It is auditory.
We have to just be quiet.
Okay.
It's been 53 minutes.
So, all right. So we're gonna
talk for 30 more.
Exactly. We're going to wrap this up in a quick 40
True
minutes.
True Lives of Inch fashion.
Yes. It's time to wrap it up in a few minutes.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that that was a thing that anyone else had had. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I'd heard a radio story about it. And I was like, oh. That's me. Like, that's me. And they're talking about this person and telling their story. And they're like, I thought I was the only one.
That's me sneezing when I go outside.
This is a thing. Then you found out.
When I go from a dark place into the sunlight, I will sneeze every time.
That's like a thing.
And it's a thing. Like, so, bright lights make me sneeze.
So apparently, like, it had been a thing. And it had been a thing on YouTube for a while. Enough to where there were already, like, these YouTube stars, I guess, essentially, who
their whole thing is to, like...
Yeah, and there's one, I think her name is like Ilsa the Water Whisperer, I think, is like one of the main ones. But there's different ones, and some of them, like, I listen to, I'm like, nah. And other ones, I'm like, yeah, there we go. And it's not sexual, you know?
No, it's kind of therapeutic.
It's just like, it's, you know, it's
like
not,
opens
it's
the endorphins, and you're just like, woo!
Yeah,
it makes you feel good.
I mean, it's not like not sexual completely, but it's not the angle of it, you
right
know? But it's like, yeah, that's like a reaction that you get, and that people like,
that's so crazy.
Yeah,
I'm gonna look it up and see if it happens to me.
So there's one for that I love is like this woman who is grinding ink.
What?
Yeah, it's like a Chinese thing. And so she sets up and she makes like this cup of tea. And then she like, and it starts particular sounds. Like sometimes it's like a hairbrush. And they'll just like by the microphone, like kind of like brush the bristles of it. And something about that. They play with different things. So either they have it or they're really in tune with
and
it.
And they know what to do.
And they know what triggers it. And then they'll do really like extensive like stereoscopic like videos of I'm going to give you a haircut now, and that's kind of like role playing, and so it's kind of, and they're like, oh, how are you doing today, and then they'll go over into your left ear and they're like, oh, blah blah blah, and they'll talk into your left ear, and then do the same thing in your right ear, and you'll hear like the little clip clip snip snip snip,
that's
and
so
like
weird.
The little sounds of it are be like very like
you know, that's like, so cool that it's like this soothing, like
it's super great. Like it's one of those things. Like I haven't even done it.
What
in
is
a long
it?
Time.
What is it?
It's called AMSR, Audio Meridian Sensory Response. If I'm not mistaken,
AMSR. I've stumbled across it once because someone that I used to follow on YouTube was completely into that, and so she said, "If you want, it's so therapeutic. When I'm having a stressful day, I will just play these." And she had mentioned someone, and I tried, and it just. It was.
It could annoy you if you're not.
It
like,
was cringeworthy to me. Because,
yeah. If it's not. If it doesn't
no.
work.
No. And but it's good to know that you know not every single person.
Yeah. Some
does
of them
it
I'm
for
just
you.
Like,
maybe
no.
I'm just gonna have to find some other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there are ones that. Yeah. There are ones to me that like their particular voice.
Yes.
And some of them are trying too hard. Like and they're like, hi, I'm. And I'm gonna. And they talk at the super super low thing, and that's the whole. They
don't
use
their
vocal cords almost.
I think I have the opposite.
Almost
of that.
At all.
I have the
like
opposite.
It would drive you crazy?
Yeah.
Well,
but it's those mouth noises, man. I can't stand things that come like noises from mouths.
So neither can I.
All the little,
anything.
Little
anything at all.
I can't either.
It like
It's cringeworthy.
Yeah, my sister's like, we talk about the same thing. So people who like chew their food in a particular way.
The biggest pet peeve.
You're like, are you kidding me?
Mouth like, open chewing is like, done.
No, I'm done.
Don't
I'm
chew like, with your lips.
Who raised you?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. You raised at a barn?
Well, it's so funny because Samantha, like, for whatever reason, she has the most echoey mouth I've ever heard in my life.
Same with Josh.
And she's like eating anything. And it like, and her mouth is totally closed and she's trying as hard as she possibly can to be quiet. And I just like, it gives me like the willies. Like I get, my body goes in this weird, like seizure, like convulsion. And she's like, I'm trying. And I'm like, I know you're not, it's not you. Mm-mm. There's nothing you can do about it. Just eat your food. Mm-hmm. Like it's, you have a mouth that like when you chew, it like makes this resonant noise and I hear it. I will hear it. You can go in the other room and I will hear it. Like my body reacts in a horrible way to noises from the mouth.
And
she tries so hard to eat quietly and it doesn't work.
You know, it's crazy though. Josh's family, like the culture of Filipinos is if you enjoy food, you eat with your mouth open so that people can hear it.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. And so when I started dating Josh, I'm like, please.
What are you doing?
He goes, and so whenever we're around his family, so I have to like think of a song in my mind. So I'm playing that at all times. I'm like, I'm not paying attention to you.
I would not.
Oh,
it would drive, and there's no way.
Grace, that is what it is.
There's no way. There's no way, dude.
Oh
man.
Yeah, it's cringeworthy.
But that's cool. Boy,
yeah.
We could easily talk about anything for a long, long, long time. That's easy enough.
We should probably be quiet because your timer went off.
probably should.
And it's late. And I still have to go home and record a stupid video.
So does Brie. Yeah. Not me, though.
No, I got to edit.
Yeah.
So.
Yay.
But
isn't life on the internet fun?
So
but tell again where people can find you. So
you can find me on... If you just look at Brie Hertzberg, B-R-I, and then H-E-R-T-Z-B-E-R-G, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, basically any social media platform. And I post as frequently as I possibly can.
Cool. And we didn't even talk about like some of the great roles that you've played and stuff and things that you've done.
We just wrapped up in the internet world.
So, but at least, for folks who are listening, and they want to like, I want to check out Brianna. Like, boom.
And I have some of my theater stuff on there. So it's always fun.
Good.
Yeah. Like we're hoping that like, maybe some of your videos there.
Some of your viewers will be like,
I'm telling you, ooh, I'm a subscriber.
I know. You're hardcore.
It's Jared sharing the love, man. He's just
And I appreciate it. He's been there since the beginning.
The
beginning.
Oh, really?
Not from the beginning.
But for a while.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's pretty awesome.
That's good.
I'm a YouTuber.
You're a YouTuber, man.
Hey.
You're a full-on YouTuber.
Yep, it's weird.
I am getting there, just like Instagram. But
and once you get sucked in,
Instagram will probably be later.
YouTube is really fun, though.
It is.
Like, and that's the thing, and that's why
I can vouch for that.
And that's why I do my video. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody watches it. Like, some people do.
Well, I will watch them now.
But that doesn't matter.
It's like, pretty rewarding.
I think I said this on the show before, like to wrap up, like even if, because I know my mom watches them every day. Mm-hmm. So even if I know that she's the only person that watches it, and like that's like people are like, your mom watches your show. And it's like, you know what? She does. And you know what she also does? She's very informed on what's going on with her child. Mm-hmm. And she's great. And she's supportive. And it's awesome. Yep. And so I don't care if like my mom's the only person that watches it. At least like... If I don't call my mom today, she'll know what's going on in my life. And like, if that's what my channel turns into, then that's what turns on. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know Todd watches too.
He supports you.
And I have 3 patrons on Patreon.
I'm not that. Yeah. But I have subscribed.
That's true.
Did you notice?
I did.
Right on.
It went from 17 to 18.
Yeah, that was me. That was me.
Anyway.
You gained a subscription too while we were sitting here.
She won't notice because when you're in the thousands, it's really kind of that.
No,
big
I
deal.
Do look every single day just
I know,
to see.
That's
I'm
the
like,
problem.
Who is...
I look at everything all the time.
I do. Me too.
And it's bad.
It is bad. Especially when like the big YouTubers follow you. You're like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Well, right on. Well, we'll have to have you back again sometime.
That'd be fun.
For sure.
So,
well, was your first podcast experience a pleasurable one?
It was. guys. It was good. Lots of fun. I was a little nervous at first, not knowing if we'd be able to talk about much, but clearly we talk a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Show is deceptive because it's called Life's a Binge, and we used to talk about TV and movies, and now we kind of talk about whatever. But I feel like talking about things on YouTube is very relevant because I wanted to have an internet episode for a long time because I watch a lot of things on the internet.
You can binge on YouTube for
days.
I
do. So, yes. And that's what I do.
Very
and so.
That's why I think that like a future episode kind of focused on on those rabbit holes and stuff and we could probably cover probably 10 or 15 things
just on there's anyway
popular stuff,
I follow so many people ridiculous anyway but thanks for being here. You were awesome. Great. You solid guest.
You. Indeed.
And thanks out there for listening. This has been Life's a Binge. I am Jared.
I'm BJ.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Thanks for listening to A Modern Profession Podcast. For more podcasts you might like and information on live shows or how you can get involved, visit amodernprofession.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at A Modern Profession or on Twitter at A Modern Pro. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the couch.